Today, there was a drosha that was given about umnus. What's first, umnus or Torah? A chiyuv to go out and do umnus. I just want to bring down a maisa. It has nothing to do with what I'm going to say. But a maisa that, to put things in perspective of what he was saying. Rashi Shmuel brings down a maisa he heard from the Brisker Rav. I heard this maisa before. There's two different uschois. This maisa, the first time I've seen it, tonight, I saw this maisa in Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner used to get the mail that used to come to the yeshiva. Chaim Volozhiner, in those days, when you got mail in the yeshiva, it was a chiddush. Most people didn't have money to send mail. Or if somebody got a letter once in 6 months, it was a big chiddush. It was like a telegram. So Reb Chaim used to open it up first to see what was written in it, just in case it was a psura toiva or psura ra. Chaim used to open it up. So there's a letter to one of the bochrim there. And the bracha, and the father writes to the bochra, the hayois, that he's gone old. And he has to work in, being he was a kobbler, working in his shoe shop. So hayois is getting old, he needs help. He wants him to come home and help him in the panos of the house. The Chaim didn't give the letter. He kept it, didn't show it to him. After a certain amount of time, another letter arrived. The letter said that he already gone so old that he can't work anymore. And if he doesn't come home, there's going to be no panosa in the house. In those days, there was no gemachim, there was no plastic to swipe. If you didn't make the money for the day, there was no money, there was no food on the table. So he asked him, as Rachmonis, a son to the father, he asked him for Rachmonis to come home. This letter Reb Chaim put on the side, he didn't give it over to the kid, didn't give it over to the bocher. Then there came a third letter. Third letter came along was that because of the tzai, agmas nefesh that the father had, that he couldn't continue to work and he couldn't make panos and he had no help. He was nifta and she's left by herself and she hasn't got what to live on and he should come home straight away to help make panosa for the house. And the Chaim took the letter and put it on the side and didn't show it to the bocher. And then the fourth time, a month or two later, there's a letter from the mother that there was a fire in town, and the town, all the houses got burned down, and she doesn't have a house to live in, and he must come home to help him to make panosa. Then Reb Chaim called in this yeshiva bocher, and showed him each letter in order of the way it was received. And he said, give a look, take a look. How choshev your Torah is, that the sotan is maskim to make your father go old, to make your father die from agvas nefesh, that your mother should be without a roof on her head because of the fire, in order that you should be able to sit and learn. This is a maisa sotan. And that's what the the Chaim understood. There's a lot of times in life, right? You can make the cheshbonos of umnus over Torah, making panosa, etc., etc. But a lot of times, the cheshbonos are maisa sotan. This is the maisa the way he brings it down from the Brisker Rav. I heard the maisa in a different way. The way I heard the maisa was that the maisa is about Rabbi Yossel Slutsker. Rabbi Yossel Slutsker was one of the Peskei Ador in the generation after Reb Chaim. As a bocher, he was, as a kid growing up, when he was 11, 12 years old, he was known as Yossel Shegetz, when he lived in Slutsk. used to hang out, in those days there was no bars or whatever, used to hang out on the river, by the river with all the goyim and the dogs. He was known as Yossel Shegetz. And I think he was past a kid at risk. And one night he's walking home and he overheard a father screaming at his son, saying that, "I don't want you to grow up like Yossel Shegetz." And it hit him where it hurts. And he got such a shock that he walked into his house and he told his father he's going to have a lodge in the yeshiva. His father looked at him and told him, "Have a lodge in the yeshiva, I mean, come, aleph beis." He says, "I'm going to have a lodge in the yeshiva. And if you don't want to come with me, I'll walk. But I'm going." Anyway, the father saw that the son's got such a rotzen to go. He went with him. He walked into the lodging. Probably took a few weeks in those days. He probably didn't have enough money to travel. He walked into the lodging. He says to Reb Chaim, "He's come here to learn Torah." Reb Chaim says to him, "Most people that come to the lodging are fahed on two storim. That means either Gans Mesach, Gans Seid and Noshim, the Zikim. Before you walk into the lodging, you've got to be a half a Talmud Chochem." And this kid Yossel said, "No way, I'm here to stay." Reb Chaim sat there, "What do you want?" And then Reb Chaim suddenly saw a certain fire in his eyes, a certain rots and a certain want. So Reb Chaim says, "No problem, I'll take you." And he arranged him three chavrusas. Three good chavrusas, one to teach him in the morning, afternoon, evening. Amaisa, the kid had a brilliant head. And within 6 months, he'd already had a regilus, and he was into learning, and he was learning shtark. And they say the Maisa on Yossel Slutska, that the Maisa with the father, this Maisa I just told you, the four letters, is about Yossel Slutska. And the Chaim called him in after all four letters arrived and told him he's mukhiv to sit shiva for an hour. And the Chaim told him that this is a Maisa Sotan. The Sotan didn't want that Yossel Slutska to steigeis in learning. You see how choshev your learning is by the Rebbeinu Shleilem, that the Sotan was given a shush that your father could drop dead, that they could burn down a half a city, just that you should leave learning because of our learning. What happened later was a few years later, Slutsk, their Rav was Nifta, and they came to Reb Chaim Volozhin that they're looking for a Rav. So Reb Chaim said, "Do you remember there was once a kid called Yossel Shegetz?" And he said, "Yeah, one of the Gaboim remembered years ago, in those days nobody went home for Yom Tov. Well, nobody went home. Somebody went to yeshiva. He was stuck there for 2 years, 3 years, who knows?" And Reb Chaim says, "Let me call him in." And as he walked in, Reb Chaim stood up for him. And he told him, "This is going to be your future Rav. Yossel Slutska, the Yossel Shegetz, who got four letters from his parents, he became the Rav and from the Poskei Hador." I'm just bringing down this Maisa that after we spoke about, that was spoken about today, the Inyan of Umnus, the Inyan of Chayv Lamed is B'nai Umnus. That's besides the Chiv that you have to make a Cheshbon yourself, you got to put things in perspective. You got to understand, it's Nishtazay Poshut. Nishtazay Poshut, a lot of times it's Maisa Sotan, the Cheshbonis are right. If you think about it today, you'd say, the guy's Reb Chaim was an achzer, his father's dropping dead from overwork and he has to go home and help him to work. Then his father drops dead and she writes him it's because of Agmas Nefesh, and then there's a fire, she's an almona. And Reb Chaim, the Goydel, being the God Lador, understood that this is a Maisa Sotan. Nishtazay Poshut. In this week's parsha, Vayedaber Moshe ken al bnei Yisrael, v'leishomer al Moshe miketzer ruach u'me'aveda kasha. Klal Yisrael, Moshe tried to tell Klal Yisrael that the Ribbono shel Olam is going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and they couldn't listen to him. V'leishomer al Moshe miketzer ruach, from shortness of breath u'me'aveda kasha, and from such hardship. And then the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gebakuk." Vayedaber Moshe lifnei Hashem, "Hem b'nei Yisrael l'shomu elai." Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me. Ve'eich yishmeini Paro, how's Paro going to listen to me? V'ani aral sotzayim, and I have a problem with my speech. I can't speak clearly. So Moshe made a kal v'chomer. If Klal Yisrael don't listen to me, how's Paro going to listen to me? Rashi says, "Zu echad ma'asara kal v'chomer shebatayla." It's a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Klal Yisrael didn't listen because there was kotzer ruach and avida kosher, because they were working so hard, they were out of breath. Paro was stama rosha. What's the sushtel from Paro to Klal Yisrael? And then there's a very interesting shaila, which I don't have a proper tedus to, but the Rishonim, Achrayim, they all talk about it, that it says that if Klal Yisrael, Ben Shalom wouldn't have taken out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, they were Mem Tesh Shari Tumah, and if he wouldn't have taken out B'chipozen in a hurry, they would have been Nichnas B'teich Sha'an Nun, they would have gone into the 50th Madrega of Tumah, and then there would have been no kiyum for Klal Yisrael. Then it wasn't shaykh. They would have been so intermarried or integrated with the Mitzrayim, wasn't shaykh to take them out. Yet there's a medrash in Parshas Vayikra. Shlohoya echod b'Yisrael porutz ba'arois b'Mitzrayim. That there was nobody that was porutz ba'arois in Mitzrayim. In fact, the case of Shlomis Bas Divri was a chiddush, because Klal Yisrael kept a shmira on arayas. If they kept a shmira on arayas, shlohoya echod miyisol, there was not one echod from one person from Klal Yisrael, porutz, who was a porutz in arayas in Mitzrayim. That means there was a certain gedorim of kedusha and tahara they kept away from the Mitzrayim. Nobody was messing around. So what's pshat the way mem tesh shari tuma? What's the mem tesh shari tuma? Yet there's even a bigger kasha. There's a medrash that says, in Parshas Bereishis, there's a medrash that brings down the choshech al pnei sohaim, ruach al akim arachefes al kol haoretz, is choshech zugolos yovon, and it brings down all choshech and it brings down from the medrash brings down four golosim that Klal Yisrael have to go through, which are doimer to choshech. But they never bring down Golos Mitzrayim. Golos Mitzrayim they never bring down. Medrash doesn't bring down Golos Mitzrayim. It talks about Golos Edoim, Yovon, Golos Modai. It doesn't talk about Golos Mitzrayim. How come when was? So? Faket, that was a Hachonet Torah. Faket, Golos Mitzrayim was the only way that we could become a Kabbal Torah. And we're talking about in the Maisa, in the Bria of Maisa Bereishis, that when he created Choshech, he was creating all the Golos that Klal Yisrael have to go through. And as Klal Yisrael, they had to go through Golos Mitzrayim. So why wasn't it Merumas in the Medrash here and the Pasuk Golos Mitzrayim? The emphasis is Golos Mitzrayim was a different Golos than everything else, than every other Golos. In fact, the Pasuk says, V'gamani shematis nakas b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Mitzrayim, ma'avidim oisom. What is ma'avidim oisom? They're making them work hard. The Chorot should have said, oivdim oisom. But they make them work hard. What's the ma'avidim oisom? This is better than doing it to the kasha we ask every Seder night. V'ilu lahoitz ha-kodesh bochus ha-beseinu, hari'onu v'aneinu v'nei v'aneinu, Mushubodim hayinu l'paroi. If the Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would still be Mushubot to paroi. What's pshat Mushubodim hayinu l'paroi? Lahitza Kedush Baruch Hu Mitzrayim hayinu Mushubot l'paroi. And now that we're in Golos, we're still Mushubot to Golos Edom. What's happened? Where we'd have still been Mushubot? We'd have been working there. What's Mushubot? And the Torah says, everybody knows, say the night we always answer, that in Golos Mitzrayim there was two kinds of shibudim. There was a shibud of that you have to work, but there was also a shibud in the ruach of the person. The ruach of the person, that means he became a metzias of an eved. He didn't have his own mind. Mushibodim ayinu lepara would mean, lehoita kodesh baruch hu, we'd have been mushibud to para pshat, is we wouldn't have had our own deya. We'd have been so mushubad, what we call a real emes ha-shvatza. That means they've got no mind of their own, they're metzias of an eved. There are some people who are Mushibadim, you can go to Siberia, and you're an Eved. But you're not, your Metzias, your essence is not Avdus. You still have a mind of your own. You still want to be a free person. You can still think freely. Mushibadim ayinu lepana means pshat. Mitzrayim had a special shivud that they took away your whole das, they took away your whole seichel, they took away the essence of a person. Mushibadim ayinu lepana, we would have been still be'etzim the metzias of being avodim. The Ora Chaim says a very interesting pshat here, which I want to be ma'ircha. Mikotzer ruach. What does mikotzer ruach mean? Listen to the lashon of mikotzer ruach. Ulam, ulai, ki letzad shelo hayu b'nei Torah lo yishamu. Meridik lashon Ora Chaim Hakadosh. Because they were not b'nei Torah, lo yishamu. They didn't listen. Ulze yikara kotzer ruach. And this is what's called kotzer ruach. Ki atoira marcheves libe shalodo. Torah is marchev, gives a certain menuchas hanefesh, gives a certain harchovas hadas, gives a certain tranquility to a person. Yes, they weren't b'nei Torah, is they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, not because kotzer ruach, they were out of breath, but they didn't have this tranquility, they didn't have this harchovas hadas, to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Meshuvah to Paroi. Ulezei kara kotzer ruach. This is what we call kotzer ruach. Ki ha-Torah, if they'd have been b'nei Torah and they'd have learned Torah, Torah has a koyach to be marchiv as a das. Marchiv libe shalodim means there becomes a certain tranquility, you become a harchavas hadas, you have a much more menuchas hanefesh, you understand things better. But when you're not a ben Torah, see, he seems to be saying, lo shomu, they didn't have the yechelis to listen. What does the Ora Chaim HaKadosh want to say over here? What does he mean over here? Lo hayu b'nei Torah. If you decide to tell me, ki letzach lo hayu loim de Torah, they wouldn't have been loim de Torah. Lo shomu, they wouldn't have listened to him. Lo hayu b'nei Torah. What's the psalashon of b'nei Torah? It's like today we talk about b'nei Torah. The Ora Chaim, Arachaim is talking about Klal Yisrael before Kabbalah's HaTorah. He says, Ki letzad shelo hayu b'nei Torah. They weren't loim de Torah, they weren't mekabele Torah. B'nei Torah. Lo yishamu. That's why they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why couldn't they call? Why couldn't they listen to him? Because kotzer ruach means more than shortness of breath. Kotzer ruach means, pshat is, they didn't have a mind of their own. They didn't have a chavas hadas. They didn't have a certain tranquility. They couldn't think for themselves. They didn't have a minute to think over Aveda Kosher, because it was from the Aveda Kosher. Because if you would learn Torah, en l'cho ben chayrin el misha isik b'Torah. What's pshat ben chayrin? Doesn't mean you're a free man. We're not free people. Free man means free will of thought. It means you've got your own personality. It means you've got your own self. So what's pshat over here that Ora Chaim brings down? Lo hayu b'nei Torah. Lo lomdu Torah. Lo osku b'Torah. What's the b'nei Torah over here? Mele mikotzer ruach ha'mavayda tasha. In the parasha, in the parasha of Kabbalah's HaTorah, there's a Mordechai Yesod in B'chukosei Teleichu. B'chukosei Teleichu means Shtei Amelim B'Torah. Rashi brings it down, Shtei Amelim B'Torah, you've got to be an Omel B'Torah. So why does he use a Loshon B'chukosei Teleichu? So all the Mepharshim talk about there, B'chukosei Teleichu means that it's not only talking about. So Rav Moshe Shmuel wants to say a Moedike Pshat. David HaMelech said, Choshafti, the Medrash brings down that David HaMelech used to say that he used to make Cheshbonis, he was a Melech, he used to make different Cheshbonis, where he has to go on this day, on that day. V'ragli malichis l'beis HaMedrash. But my legs automatically took me to the Beis HaMedrash. Chashavti d'rochai. I thought, I made cheshbonos. I thought about what I'm going to be doing today. And I had different things to do. And I wanted to do them. Obavaragli malichas lebeis hamedesh. I was forced to go to the Beis Hamedesh. My legs automatically took me to the Beis Hamedesh. What's his pshat? So Moshe Shmuel wants to taina that in order for a person to change, Torah to change a person is only through Amelus Batera. Amelus Batera changes the person. Rag, I can make a million different one cheshbonos, but Hayesta Ama Omel Batera, automatically I'll be schlepped into the Beis Hamedesh. Automatically my halichas are going to be kulei Torah. When you talk about a ben Torah, so what does a ben Torah mean? A ben Torah means, ben means from Meloshen ben, son of a father. He has the keichos of his father. Holach be'ikveis aviv. He went in the footsteps of his father. B'nei Torah means that Torah has an effect on me. Torah has an effect on me to the point that chashavti d'rachai, I thought about going somewhere else. V'raglei meliches lebeis hamedish, my whole metzias just slaps me into the Beis Hamedish. He once asked the shayla of Moshe Shmuel, how come that today we find that we have much more hechatimtza of steiging and learning? The food, the dormitory, everything is much more easier to sit and learn than it used to be 100 years ago. And yet, in the yeshivas in Litter in Poland, a bacha walked into the Beis HaMedrash when he was 14, 15, 16, and he sat and learnt for a few years. He became a godel batayla when he learnt bas smoda. Okay, we're talking about 6 hours storm from 9 till 3, from 4 to 9. There was no night saber, there was 2 storm a day from 9 o'clock in the morning straight till 3, and then from 4 to 9. Talking about five, six hours storm. How come today, with all the gashmias that we have, which be'etzim should be a hechatim so that we could learn easier, and there's no lack of money be'etzim to keep us in the yeshiva, how come we're not steiging in the same way as they used to steig? And I'm talking about even in the serious yeshivas, in the big yeshivas where the hasmoda is unbelievable. How come it's not the same as it used to be? And yes, different ha'oros, what was different then, what was different today. But one of the nekudas that he comes out with is v'raglei meliches lebeis hamedrash. The metzias of somebody who's an omol batayra is that his metzias schleps him into the Beis HaMedrash, his metzias makes him stay in the Beis HaMedrash, and his metzias makes him that he wants to continue to learn and learn. The avada, the oilam sits and learns. There's an oilam that sits and learns. And there's an oilam that wants to steig, and an oilam wants to taka become G'dayli Yisrael, Tamid HaChomim. But there's a chisson of raglim v'liches lebeis hamedish. It's missing the essence, the whole, what takes over the person, what's choshev by the person, is the Torah the most choshev azach, that v'raglim v'liches lebeis hamedish, chashavti d'rochai, there's a lot of cheshbonos why I shouldn't be by this and this seder. There's a lot of cheshbonos why Friday or Motzei Shabbos I could do this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. A million different cheshbonos. Aba v'raglei melichos, when the metzias of somebody who's an omol b'Torah, who Torah means something to him, the Torah schleps you into the Beis HaMedrash. You don't even have a b'chira anymore. The metzias, you and Torah, you become a ben Torah. More than that. Mitzrayim. What was Mitzrayim's koyach that you say they were in Memtesh Shari Tuma? Yet there were parush v'na rois, there were no prutz in barois. How does that stira work? The Teretz is poshut. The shibud Mitzrayim was a shibud that you shouldn't use your brain. That was shibud Mitzrayim. When we talk about the Tumas Mitzrayim, was that their das, that the koyach of thinking, of being their own person, of having their own personal existence, having their own self-esteem, being who you want to be, having what we call in the Goyshe Welt, freedom of thought, that they didn't have. Mitzrayim had a shibud that was way above other galusim. All the other galusim was chayshich, zuyavan, all these chayshichs that the Chazal or Meramas to the galusim, those galusim was a shibud like we have a shibud today. We're not free people. There's anti-Semitism, there's a Hitler, there's an Inquisition, there's the Cossacks. Anything you want. But we're not free people. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we're meshubah to the friar. We can't exactly do 100% what we want. But that's a shibud on the goof. That's a shibud on the goof. That's a shibud on the goof. That's a golof. It's chayshach. But there's a madrega that's way above it, which doesn't come into that whole cloud. That's the shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim was a shibud. We would have lost our own personal existence. We wouldn't have existed. We would have been totally meshubad to Mitzrayim. To whatever Mitzrayim stands for. We wouldn't have had our own das. We wouldn't have been people as a person. You'd have been counted as like the Germans counted us, as nobodies. Numbers. There is no existence. Why? Because we lost our das, we lost our thought, we lost our own personal, our machshava. We couldn't think for ourselves. Mikaytze ruach. So the pashup shat means lack of breath. It was so out of breath from work, my veda kosher. But what our Chaim is saying is a gewaldige yisoid. That be'etzem tumas Mitzrayim was a tumah that was way above any other golos. And it was a tumor, which I've had, even though you're porush from Arayis, because Klal Yisrael kept away from Prutzim Barayis, but they were Memtesh Shari tumor. Because what's Memtesh Shari tumor? When I totally don't have a mind of my own. When I totally can't think, I'm totally meshubad to the tumor, to the way of thinking. I'm totally meshubad to the avoida kosher. I don't have any bechira, even if I wanted to. We're not talking about loim de Torah. We're talking about b'nei Torah. B'nei Torah means that the Torah has such an effect on them that they became b'nei Torah. Their das is what controlled them. Torah affected them in a way that raglim melichas lebeis hamedrash, that they became Torah-dicka people. Their whole metzias was thinking of Torah. When we talk about Das Torah, when you're going for a bracha from a godl, we talk about Das Torah. What's Das Torah? Because his whole Das is controlled by Torah. It's a different kind of Das. Torah has an effect on the Das. It makes you a free-thinking Jew. What's that? I don't mean free-thinking Jew, because you can do what you want. You have seichel, you become our own person. You become a person, you have an existence on your own. You have a bechira. You know what's wrong and what's right. Ragli melichis lebeis hamedrash. You're not meshubat ha-koyach ha-yetzer. Shibud Mitzrayim was a shibud of das. Das, the das of golus, is way above any other shibud. In Milchemes Gog and Magog, the Bella used to say that Milchemes Gog and Magog, that means, used to say that the first, the Chofetz Chaim said, after the First World War, that there's going to be a Nocha Milchoma, and it says, get gisen blut vivasa. It's going to flow blood like water. And he said that the next Golos is even going to be worse. And the Bella said, as the third Golos after the Second World War is going to be much worse. It's not a Golos in Gashmi. It's a Golos Ruchnius. And it's interesting. We live in a time where I don't think there's been in the Siman of Klal Yisrael, Efshen, the Siman HaMeroim, in Bovel, from Padisa, that there's so much Torah in the world. So much Torah. To the point that even a balabos today can know Shas and can be listening to Shiurim, etc., etc., etc. Yet there's a Moradik and Mulchama out there of Ke'en Shiva de Mitzrayim. There's Koitzer Ruach. What does Koitzer Ruach mean? They could Lo Shomu. They don't even have a mind of their own. Their mind is mush. It's controlled by a BlackBerry. It's controlled by an iPod. It's controlled by the computer. It's controlled by Twitter. It's controlled by Facebook. I've got to hear the latest news. I've got to go onto my Twitter. Twit. What's pshat? Within the amount of siyata d'shmaya that there is of Torah in the world, there's a meridika choshech, there's a meridika shibud, that we don't even have our own das. The golos that we're living in today is a golos of das. Avada we're holding much further, prutzim ba'arois, v'chula v'chula. But that's mikoyach. Mikoyach what? Mikoyach that they took away our das from us. People don't even have their own personality. People don't even know how to converse with other people because they become so computer-minded that they don't even know how to run a conversation anymore. People can sit 6 hours in front of a computer and watch one movie after another, their brains are mush. Forget about the other Yisurim. We're talking about the Koyach Hadas, the Koyach of your own personality, the Koyach of who you want to be, what you want to be. You don't even have a Bechira. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're still holding on to your phones. As soon as you say Eish HaShalom, before you've said Eish HaShalom in one way, you're already pulled out to see who texts you. What does that mean? You've got no Bechira. Your arms, your legs, everything is around one thing. Chos Hadas. You don't even have your own Bechira. Ragli Melichis. You get schlepped. Nish to the Beis HaMedrash. Das heißt Koitzer Ruach. The Mulchames Goig and Mogig before Mashiach will come will be much worse, but it'll be a Ruchnis Dikah. It'll be a Ruchnis Dikah Mulchamo of Shibud Mitzrayim. Ke'en Shibud Mitzrayim. We can be sitting and learning in the Beis HaMedrash, and we can be Mem Tesh Shakur, Mem Tesh Arituma. And we can be not Parutz Barayas. I'm not even talking about those who are Parutz in Barayas. We're talking about those are not Prutzim. We can look like half-baked B'nai Torah, and it's not only a Taina over here, it's a Taina across the whole world. It's into the regular yeshivas. Yeshiva Bochum today, Yunga Light today, have lost their das. There's a Koitzer Ruach that's a Makkah, She'en Kedugmosa. The Yitzhara, the Sotan decided, how am I going to get hold of? There's so much Hashpa of Torah. How am I going to break them? I'll break them where it hurts. I'll get them badas. They don't have to be parutz in barayis. I don't need them. I don't need them in Ben Yehuda. They can stay in their bedroom. They can watch movies all night. Because nothing will become of them. I don't need them to go be parutz barayis in order to take them away from learning. If you think about it, you'll see. Forget about the Yisurim. I'm not even going to the Yisurim. I'm talking about a person loses his own identity. He's so meshubad. Every minute of the day he's meshubad to that to this small little machine. He doesn't have his own bechira. He can't go without it. Somebody was once masbit to me, how come Chilul Shabbos is so rampant today in teenagers? Amol Shabbos was the last thing that somebody gave out. You could be a Porutz Baharayas. You could do Kol Dovah also. But Shabbos was like Kodesh Kedoshim. Nobody gave up Shabbos. Shabbos means you're a goy. Shabbos means you're a goy. The Musag of Shabbos 50 years ago was like, nobody touches that. Nobody touches Shabbos. And today Shabbos is Kalach Hayad. What's Pshat? Everybody knows the Yisurim involved, everybody knows that once you are Mechal or Shabbos even one time, You can't touch your food, you can't cook, you have a din of a goy. You can't touch the wine. If it's not mevushal, you can't touch the wine. And you can't cook for somebody. According to a lot of poskim. It's like a goy cooking for you. Yo, goy! How come Shabbos came like Kelach Hayad? And Amol, the Grester Sheget, till he gave up on Shabbos, was like Mamush, you know. Like, it's like marrying a Shiksa. What's Pshat? Because we're so controlled during the week by this machine that when it comes Shabbos, I've got taka nothing to do. I'm bored like a Meshogun. I'm climbing the walls. Raglei Malichis. I'm going 24 hours without this machine. The minute I wake up in the morning, before I've even washed Negevasa, as soon as I just jump out of it, even if I'm half asleep, the first thing I do is go straight for the machine. I take a look at it, what's happening, what's going on, who sent me a text. Is she not? That's what I'm holding. So it's Kumta Shabbos. What am I going to do? I'm bored. I've got nothing to do. I can't even think, because I never thought during the week. My das is gone. And on Shabbos it states, the das ke ani Hashem bekadishchem. Shabbos is meloshen edus. Edus, you have to know what you're saying. If you're giving edus vayichulu, some poskim hold that you've got to say vayichulu b'tzibu. And if you don't say vayichulu, you've got to say vayichulu with somebody else, because you're giving edus on the bria. Edus is from loshen das. I've got to know what I'm saying. I'm giving edus that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the foundation of the world. Oysa Masa Bereishis. That's what Shabbos is all about. When I don't have my own das, Shabbos means nothing. And you can go tifa and tifa and tifa to explain why it doesn't work. But that's poshut pshat. Because I've lost my personal existence. I don't have a personality. I don't have nothing. I sit a whole week being mishubad. My brain is mush. It comes 24 hours where I can't do anything. I go off my mind. Solitary confinement. That's what Shabbos is all about. Solitary confinement. So Shabbos is a pain in the neck. And it's not Shabbos. I want to be mechalel Shabbos. You don't even have a bechira. Poshets. I don't exist. I've got nothing to do. It's out of boredom. Out of loyach padli. Doesn't bother me. Why didn't it bother you? Shabbos was people were moisen nefesh for Shabbos all the years. What happened to Shabbos suddenly? Because some people were moisen nefesh because they had a nefesh to be moisen. Because they thought about it. They understood it. Today we've lost our identity. And you'll find 3/4 of Yeshiva Bochum today suffer from lack of self-confidence, lack of self-identity, lack of a chweis was. So they all get depressed. They've got no self-identity, they've got no seichel, they've got nothing there. Because they can't control themselves. They're controlled. They want b'nei Torah. They did not have that harchovas hadas of Torah. They didn't have that tranquility that Torah gives. They didn't have that menuchas hanefesh. They didn't have the seichel that Torah gives to a person. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, you get the chochma of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you sit and watch something for 6 hours a day, you get the chochma from the Vashtunka and the Shvatza. And you end up with a Shvatza cup. So Fazetach, you got no bechira and you've got nothing. Das ist Tumas Mitzrayim. Ilu lohotze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zavishen Hayim Shibodim Leparoi. There's a Shibud that the Nefesh is given over. You wouldn't have the personal existence. L'shomel Moshe comes along, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, HaKal Vochayim, it's a Poshta Kal Vochayim. Hem B'nei Yisrael L'shomu Elai, because they don't exist. Ve'ich Yishmein Leparoi. Para's also not going to listen to me. He's also in this cheshach. It's a pashta kal v'chayma. I mean, it depends where you're coming from. When your mind is taken away, which is be'etzim what controls everything, when you don't have a brain of your own, this is the gresh the tum and the gresh the chayshach of the tshaykh. The biggest chayshach. Aitaina. That the biggest goal of today probably is Adaraba. Adaraba. We'll turn around and we'll say, listen, the Bochum are not going to cinemas. A lot of Bochum are not going out to Mekhaimus HaKadoshim. Because you don't have to. It's a gewaldige Zach. They're staying within the yeshiva. And you'll go the other way. You'll go to the Choshev yeshivas. And you'll see the B'nai Torah, so-called B'nai Torah. The same guys are walking around with the white shirts and the tits out. And they're playing the game during the week. It's kumt adonishtik by nacht. Or it comes a Motzei Shabbos. How many diras are sitting there watching videos? And how many younger light are watching videos and connected with their iPods and their Blackberries to culminate? You know, if you have younger light who've been sitting and learning 5-10 years and they still need Twitter, oy vavoy to what a shibud Mitzrayim we're living in. And they go on the other rabba. And you walk around as if everything's beseder. Sitz and learn. Oyvei is the Satan the Chacham. He's a Melech Zokim v'Ksil. He's a Melech Zokim v'Ksil. He's a lot smarter than you. You know what? I won't get Klali Yisrael. There's so much Torah. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us so much Hashpah of Torah. It's not Shaykh to be over Yisurim Daraisa, just Kelach Hayad. What I have to do is I've got to work the other way. Make their brains into mush. Make them that they don't have their own existence. Make them lose their own self-identity. Make them feel that they take a load of garbage. And they take have nothing else to do except sit there like a glump for 5 hours. And be connected to know what's going on in every stupid news in the world. No problem. But you've lost your bechira. Lo yishomu elai. You can't even hear what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say. Lo yishomu elai means that you've got no koyach hashmir anymore. Doesn't even go in one ear. Doesn't even go in one ear. And you can talk about it till doomsday. Tzidgon ish telfon. We've lost it. A few might be able to chap a rhyme and try and break away from it. But the koyach ha-bechira, you don't even have a bechira over here. I've got to watch. Okay, you know what? I haven't watched the movie for 2 weeks, but I've got to see this television program. I've got to... Do you understand what you're saying over here? Forget about these surah. I'm not even getting into all that garbage. Laws up. I'm saying one nakuda. Your identity went out the window. You don't have a bechira. You're not a man. Then you want to know why later on in life you made the wrong decisions, whether it came to business, whether it came to who you marry, what you do. It's messed up all the way down the line. Because you don't have the koitze ruach. You're living in Memtesh Sharu Tuma. You're living in the Shibud Mitzrayim, which is not a Shibud of Golas, like the regular Golas. You don't exist. I don't exist. This exists. My little computer exists. That's who I am. I am the computer. I am my iPod. I am my BlackBerry. I am a Twit. Or I am a Facebook. That's who I am. Beseder. Now you want to know why when you hit 20, 30, 40, you've got to take depression pills? You don't have any identity. You've got nothing to show for you. Who are you? What are you? And you don't have a koyach shmir when they talk about it. Torah doesn't go in. Moshe Rabbeinu will tell you something and it doesn't help. Lo yishomu. Because they're not B'nai Torah. Because they want Amelus B'Torah. They didn't think that Torah is the most choshev azach. Yeah, I'll learn it on the way. This is all part of Seder. I go to university, I go to college, I go to yeshiva as well. Lo yishomu. Tumas Mitzrayim is still today. we might not be meshubed, we might not be avodim leparu, but the tumas mitzrayim, that klipa, that taking away our das, is what's going on over here. Mikotzer ruach ma'aveda kosher. The sultan is winning. But boy, say, I'm not coming here to be mo'eril, I'm not making yisurim. I want you to I'm coming from a different nekuda. I'm coming from a nekuda. Each one of us should make a cheshbon hanefesh. Stand back. Look up from outside. Try and be without negiyus. Take a look. Take a look from outside the bowl, as they say, and look down and see, what does it look like? Do I have bechira here? Who am I? What am I doing? I'm 20 years old, I'm 19 years old, I'm 25 years old, I'm 30 years old. I could be 55 sitting on the plane playing with the games. He's one big mush. So he goes to shir for an hour a day. Gornisht. There's no identity. There's nothing left of the person. Think about it. Poshut, I'm talking sechel dekinyonim. I'm not coming here to say Musa. I'm saying wake up, smell the coffee. We're meshubot. Avodim hayinu leparu b'mitzrayim. And Rabbi Shem took us out to be avodim loy. And calls the man we're meshubot somewhere else. Just the reason saying you're not avodim to Rabbi Shem. And as much as you're meshubot to that machine, and as much as you meshubah to that, that's how little you are meshubah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That should be your scale. But you know what? Forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not interested in the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Doesn't really bother me, you know what I mean? I can miss his man Krishma, I'm not mechuyev betzitzis, I can miss a tefillin, I claim a chilul Shabbos here, nishkefelach, let's leave the Ribbono Shel Olam on the side. Where's your self-identity? Where's your zich? Wake up. You've got no personality. You're nothing. You think you're something because you're behaving like the chokhmah that the Schwarz did on the movie. That's what you're going to end up with. We have no bechina to the point that a nigun today, the Baal Mechabrim of Hainti Nigunim have to go to the goyim to come up with a good nigun. Nobody can come up with something original, a hatzik and nigan. No, you have to go to the goyim, and that's what chaps the oilah. That's how meshubad we are. Leave the Baal Shem on the side. Make a cheshbon and nefesh. Where's our self-confidence? Where's our self-identity? That's why so many people today are walking around feeling garbage, depressed, can't be bothered, can't face the day. I don't have the confidence. I don't have the... Why? Because you take it. There's a paroi today in everyone's pocket, in everyone's bedroom. There's no head. The golos of das. L'das ki ani Hashem mekadeshchem. That's very hard to understand. L'shomu. We'll never get to that shmir until we stop in our tracks and we turn around and make a cheshbon nefesh chevra. Time to grow up. It's time to be our own person. It's time for me to take my life in my hands and be who I want to be. Not be meshubah to something else. Forget about Yetzirah. We're not here to say Musa Yetzirah. It's terrible. It's this. It's that. But your own personal growth for who you want to be. Whether you want to be the Umman or you want to be the Ben Torah. The Bechira that you have. When a person has a freedom of thought. Do you know what a hanor that is? When a person has a freedom that he can do what he wants and he's not meshubad, that he's not controlled by something else, that he has a free choice, that alone is the biggest hanor. La'olam yehi adam, kaidem kol ve'amensh. Yerushalayim. Then comes Yerushalayim. That's lofa.